WAMC's November conversation with Berkshire County Sheriff Thomas Bowler about the role of medically assisted treatments in the Berkshire County House of Corrections prompted a number of responses. One came from Dr. Jennifer Michaels. She's on staff at Berkshire Medical Center and serves as the medical director of the Breen Center. The Pittsfield-based institution is the county's largest mental health services provider. County residents struggling with opioid addictions receive treatment there, taking advantage of the center's long-term programming that teaches coping skills and sets health goals. Michaels tells WAMC that the sheriff's stance against medically assisted treatments flies in the face of fact.
I think it's a vital component to a comprehensive program. I think that currently, when we look at the science, the evidence, the studies that evaluate this, we know that people who are on medication such as methadone or Suboxone or Vivitrol, are significantly more likely to be sober and significantly more likely to be alive because it protects them from overdose death. So I'm a strong advocate for medication.
So there are those on the other side of the aisle of this issue who would say that the only way to really get someone off of an opiate is to fully get them off of the opiate. In your mind, what are the flaws in that plan? Like, what is that overlooking?
You know, it's just simply not true. It doesn't take into account modern research and studies. These medications, when given appropriately, are not abused. What they do is they correct a chemical imbalance, a deficit in the brain. It normalizes the consequences of chronic substance use. It frees the person from craving and withdrawal and allows them to function and better access the treatment that's available, whether it's 12 steps or relapse prevention training or a day program or residential program. I think what many people fail to realize is addiction is a brain disease, and chronic use of substances changes the brain dramatically and for a long period of time. So people certainly can get off these medications and be abstinent, but once someone has a moderate to severe case of this, their brain will not function well, and they will not be able to behave in a way that we wish for them. They will suffer from depression, anxiety, insomnia, intense craving, and the way that we can best address those symptoms is to give them medication to alleviate those symptoms.
It's a changing landscape for where the opioid epidemic is being confronted. And as it moves to the jail system, I'm interested in your take on what it means for an institution like the House of Corrections to take on this more clinical role.
I think it's the right thing to do ethically, and it's the smart thing to do. We do treat diabetes. We do treat hypertension. We do treat cardiac disease. We don't say to people, well, you're going to jail, I'm stopping your insulin. And you're going to have to lose weight or exercise, and we're not giving you this vital life-saving medication. We should be giving people who have opioid use disorder medication, and I think the fact that we haven't speaks to ignorance, and it speaks to stigma, and I think it's the right thing to do. I think people will be more comfortable and better able to access programs in jail. And we know that when they leave jail, they're less likely to overdose and die. Currently, when people leave jail, they have a death rate due to overdose 120 times greater than the general population. People are leaving jail, returning to drug use almost immediately, and overdosing. When we give people medication in jail and they have a seamless availability when they leave, there's a dramatic reduction in overdoses. We've seen this success in Rhode Island, and we've seen it in other programs too.
The stigma around moving from one opiate addiction to what some perceive as just another slightly more benign addiction, how is that narrative disrupted by what you've described as the value of medically assisted treatment?
It troubles me that it makes me sad that people would think of a medication as an addiction. So, you know, if you needed insulin because your body wasn't making enough of it, or maybe you had eaten large amounts of food, and so, you know, partially your behavior led to your diabetes, and you required insulin, would we say that you're addicted to insulin? We just wouldn't use that terminology. You may physiologically need that medicine, but addiction comes with a judgment. So when someone has been struggling with active opioid use disorder and chooses to get treatment and takes methadone or buprenorphine, they will need that in order to avoid withdrawal, but they're not addicted to it. Addiction is a series of behaviors that leads to impairment and decreased functioning. When people take these medications, they actually become highly functional because they're not shackled to an active addiction. They're freed from compulsion, they're freed from withdrawal symptoms, and they do things that I get to see every day in my patients, whether it's returning to school, getting degrees. Many of them go into helping fields. They become good parents. They get savings accounts again. They become citizens. They're functional. Those are not signs of active addiction.